It's been a very full morning. We're a good bit later than we usually are when the rabbi begins his sermon. And therefore, instead of giving his sermon, I'm going to make a point. A point is like 3 minutes less than a sermon. Also, by virtue of the fact that instead of standing behind the bima, I took the microphone and I'm walking around with it, it feels like I'm not giving as much of a sermon and people will think it was shorter. Because not only did we have two benot mitzvah here, we had two benot mitzvah in Torah in the Round, the Stolzen box. And also, of course, we had Torah Fund and Rabbi Gratz and a very intriguing Torah portion. So let me say something about the Torah portion and make a point, and then I'll be done and you'll say, geez, I wish the rabbi had talked longer. It's what every rabbi wishes for in their dreams. People would come up to them and say, Rabbi, why didn't you talk longer, Rabbi? As I was reading through the Torah portion today, I noticed it's filled with blessings and curses. If you do this, I'll bless you. If you do that, you'll be cursed, and on and on and on. And it starts off towards the beginning by saying, cursed be the one who worships idols in secret. And all the people answered, and they said, Amen. Now, here's what I want to know. Is it okay to worship idols in public? It doesn't say anything about that. It just says, cursed be the one who worships idols in secret. And I want to know why it is that the Torah specifically speaks about somebody worshiping in secret. It's okay. They're helping someone. And here is at least a possibility of an answer. If you think about it, we all know that our character is developed in part by being in public. Like right now, how you behave to the person next to you. They'll say, I was seated next to somebody who was nice, or I was seated next to somebody who was a pain, or the person talked through the whole service, or they sat in front of God in the sanctuary and all they did was chew gum. You know, those sorts of things. Just thought I'd put that in. I always wonder about that. You know, if you were coming before a human king, would you walk in chewing gum? And yet there are people who sit in service before God and they chew gum for 2 hours. Just thought I'd mention it. It's what you get when the sermon is informal, things that come to mind. But the truth is that a lot of our character is developed not in community, but in solitude. We think that whatever we do when we're by ourselves doesn't matter because after all, we're by ourselves. But actually, you can't make those sorts of divisions with who you are. You're affected by what you do when you are alone, just as you are affected by what you do when you are with others. There's a phrase in Pirkei Avot, B'makom she'ein ish, where there are no men, yishtadel liyot ish, try to be a man. And that is usually taken to mean when everybody around you is acting like a child or acting like a coward or isn't being serious or isn't being grown up, you have to be the grown up. But the Shem Yishmuel, one of the commentators on Pirkei Avot, says that's not actually what it means. What it means is something else. In a place where there are literally no men, that is, no one is watching you, in a place where no one is watching you, you still have to act like a man. You still have to act like an adult. In other words, what you do when you're by yourself has a profound effect on who you are. Already hundreds of years ago, the French philosopher Pascal said the problem with modern society is that nobody knows how to sit alone in a room. And if it was true then, imagine how true it is now. When we sit alone in a room, we sit alone, but we sit with a computer and a television and a BlackBerry and a radio. And so we're never really alone. But solitude is the school of character. And if you worship idols in secret by yourself, it will actually profoundly affect who you are when you go out among the Jewish people. So right before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, I just wanted to remind you of this powerful fact, this shaping fact of our souls. We place a great deal of emphasis, especially on Yom Kippur, on the sins we commit with other people. But remember that you can also sin against your own soul. So ask yourself, if the way you behave when you're by yourself is a way that you're proud of too. Because just as you are not supposed to worship idols in public, you're not supposed to worship them in secret. Sooner or later, as the Greeks used to say, character is fate, and who you are is what will happen to you. And you shape your character not only when you're in front of the people whom you know, but when you are alone and when you face God. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.